Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, all week we're saluting the Hall of Fame career of Ed Reed, and the week wouldn't be complete if we didn't visit with this guy because he saw a lot of Ed Reed football and enjoyed it immensely. Rex Ryan joins us on The Fan. Hello, Rex.
How you doing, Scott? Great to talk to you.
Well, you must feel like a proud dad. I mean, last year you watched Ray get that gold jacket, and here comes Ed this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, it's funny because you'd be blessed if you had one of these guys in your career, and yet here they are back-to-back years, and both obviously first ballot and so deserving. And yeah, I was just, I guess my career obviously got kick-started by these two guys.
It doesn't help to have good players, Rex. You learned that pretty early. What's your first memory? Ed gets drafted in 2002. You're coaching the D-line. What do you remember about this kid that walked through the door from the U?
Well, I would always be a part of the draft, so Ozzie was great. He let us as coaches be part of the draft, and we kind of figured out where it was going. The thing I remember most about it, about the draft specifically, was that, I forget the number exactly where Ed was drafted, but he was rated that player. So we got lucky as hell to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot
of times you get the 17th guy on the board if you're picking 23, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he was basically our 23rd player. And we lucked into it. There's no other way of putting it. We absolutely lucked into it. And obviously, the rest is history. But it literally came down to him and a kid from Stanford that played the same position. And the other kid was big, fast, and all that, Tank or whatever his name was.
Uh-huh.
But there was no comparison to those two kids. And I remember they had done a documentary on they were following Ed's football team, and I just remember how passionate the kid was and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't wait to see him, and then he shows up and you're seeing this guy. He's not that big, he's got the funny hair, he's got all this type of stuff. But I know one thing, and it's funny because immediately at the mini camps he never made that kind of impact, but as soon as we put the pads on, that's when you saw Ed Reed. And it was pretty obvious that we had something special there.
Tell me what he allowed you to do with your defense because of his skill set back there.
Well, really everything. And he was a guy that really tied into being creative. And you kind of allow him, like, creative freedom. Sometimes, I would call these fronts that automatically meant you can move around, you can do all that stuff. But I was like, oh, my gosh, because sometimes he'd be lined up at corner and then drop back in the middle third. Like, he was amazing that way. Had great timing on blitzes. Had, he knew where to be. And he also knew how to play the quarterbacks. He studied those quarterbacks so well. And he knew if he gave his body one direction that he could get the quarterback influence the other way. Because many times quarterbacks try to move safeties.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And like the good ones try to move safeties. Well, Ed did just the opposite. He moved the ball, and he was that way. He was so unusual that way. And the other thing is his return skills were second to none. And
blocking kicks, returning kicks. Yeah, he did it all.
Oh yeah, he was a big play waiting to happen, and not just by turning the ball over, but by sticking it in the end zone. He was a complete player. Everybody talks the best free safety. Ed Reed would have been the best linebacker. He was amazing. A hitter, had range, great ball skills, smart, played man coverage, zone coverage, high, low. You can put him anywhere. And so he was the coach's dream.
Rex, I think some people forget what a hitter Ed was, because with the neck injury later in his career, he had to wrap up more. But early in his career, he'd light you up, right?
He would light you up like a Christmas tree, and that's the truth. And you mentioned that, Scott. One of the things I remember most about Ed, that we're getting ready to open the season, and we go in and see the doctors and all that, and basically it's going to be his decision, but he allowed me to come in. He wanted me in there with him, so they called me in, and I hear the doctors talking, and Ed's sitting there right there. Well, it was 50-50 whether he was going to play at all, and it wasn't like it was weird. And he just looked at me and goes, "What do you think?" I go, "What do you think, buddy?" Wow. I mean, it's his deal. And I go, "I'm with you one way or the other." And he looked at me and he goes, "I'm playing." You know, just every day. I don't remember him having too many bad days.
Not many bad. What was the room like when you're a defensive coordinator and you had Ray and Ed, two of the great leaders and guys who just studied and set an example for other players? What was that room like?
Oh, it was great. See, we met as a defensive unit. You know, so many guys break up individually and all that. I, when I was coordinator, I had the entire defense in there, and that way it really built the we thing. And everybody knew everybody's job. Ed knew the D line job, the linebacker's job, and you mentioned that with Ed and Ray, they did so much preparation outside of the classroom and outside of the practice field. And so that was what was so great about it. And they really, like, they knew. And some of the things, you know, your time is what it is. So you put in the nuts and bolts of it and give them some tips and all that stuff. But they would go out and study it themselves. And it was just so special to have them. And obviously the results speak for themselves. And yeah. You know, we were always special on defense.
You know, the study side, the preparation, it just didn't happen. But then there was the other side that looked like the 10-year-old playing in the backyard, right? He might flip a lateral to Ray or anybody else if he picked one off. He just played with this freedom that the game was fun. You kind of coached that way. Ray played that way. Never forgot that this was fun, even though it was big business and there was a lot on the line every Sunday. It was always fun. And when you watched Ed Reed play.
Oh, Scott, you're absolutely right. And there were times where, like, the real NFL is, you know, the great ones get it. It's a game. And yes, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry and all that, but it's, at the end of the day, it's a game. And I'll take you back to that, Scott, you had mentioned how, you know, he would, like, lateral the ball and do all this type of things. We're trying to get Deion Sanders a touchdown his last game that he ever played. And we actually went into it that way, thinking, okay, if we get a turnover, we're going to find Deion and get him the football. And I'll never forget Brian Billick was, we're going to this, like the third takeaway we've had. But we had guys like literally stop and throw blind passes behind them over their shoulder and all that stuff. Because we knew Deion was back there somewhere. But Ed was, you know, would do that as well, and he's just a great teammate. But you're right, you know, some of those things. Yeah, we were a little careless that game, particular game. But most of them, we had design. We would work hard on practicing. Anytime we got a takeaway, how we were going to return the ball, and we used to work on it all the time. With Ed, for instance, he wasn't your traditional guy. Most traditional guys would intercept the ball, you go near sideline and go as far as you can.
Mm-hmm.
With Ed, we would play, if it was deep down the field, we knew that he would change directions with his return, and we would set up our blocking. We actually ran plays
weak side blocking, thinking he'd come back to you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we used to set plays knowing Ed was going to come back with it. And so that's the that's just knowing your player, and it comes with time, and it also comes with, you know, really knowing your guy, and that was that. He was special, and you know, such a That's like a no-brainer when obviously the same thing with Ray first ballot and the same thing with Ed, that it's not a Hall of Fame if those two aren't in it.
Hey, Rex, we were talking to Ray about this. I said how lucky this fan base is, this fan base, you coaches, all those J.O., Ray, and Ed. I said in the conversation of the greatest players at their position, all three of those guys got to be mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also tells you about how good Ozzie was in evaluating players. And that's something, too, that you never take for granted. And he just had a way – Ozzie had a tremendous way of manipulating the draft also. And he would target certain guys and make it happen, find ways to make it happen. And you know, there's – Ozzie, I know, is in. You could say the same thing about him as a player – as you did with Ray and Ed and J.O. But as a general manager, I think Ozzie was second to none.
Pretty good drafts there. Finally, that relationship with Ed, it didn't end here. You brought him to the Jets with you, kind of the final chapter, and then you gave him a shot at coaching up in Buffalo. Talk about those two moves.
Yeah, I think with and it's funny, I never brought him in. I'm like, all right, we won't start you and all that. At the end of the week of practice, I'm like, oh, the hell with it.
Put him out there.
Like, you know, that's one of those things. You know, I'm going to play you about five plays. Nah, you're going to play the whole game. But the funny thing is, at the end of the day, he was still the best player I had.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, he was amazing. Even those days were, you know, clearly he wasn't as good as he once was, but he was still pretty damn good. And you know, his last game we're playing – the Miami Dolphins when he was with the Jets. And sure enough, Ed ends up getting an interception. And, you know, it was a perfect day, you know. So we end up winning the game and Ed makes a big play. And it was just so typical. I couldn't stop smiling, even to this day, thinking about that. And obviously we had some great moments together and some big games, but it's just him. Like he was such a great guy. And as far as coaching, you know, it's unfortunate it never worked. He did a good job. We brought him in really to work with one player that I really thought this kid had a lot of talent. And this Williams kid, Aaron Williams.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, he gets hurt. And, you know, our defense was kicking butt. We were playing really well after like the first 6 or 7 weeks. And then he got hurt, and unfortunately it was like, you know, we never really had a true safety, an NFL safety after that, and we struggled. But Ed did a good job, and I think if Ed really wanted to be a coach, I think he would be a great one.
The way he studied, yeah, he prepared as a player to be a coach. Rex, do you have a play? I mean, there's so many. Is there a play, a moment, anything? If somebody said pick out a special Ed Reed moment that you have?
Well, there's so many of them, but I go back to this when we were playing the Washington Redskins, and we just weren't playing very well.
Oh, I know where you're going. I know where you're going. Off the edge, right?
Off the edge. We needed a play to be made. We sent Ed on a blitz. Not only does he sack the quarterback, he strips the quarterback, picks the ball up, runs for a touchdown. It was like, holy and we end up winning the game because of it. And you know, but that was Ed. He knew he wanted in there. And, you know, so who would I go to? I would go to Ray. I would go to Ed if I ever needed something. And that time I went to Ed, and he delivered. And he delivered so many times. I'll never forget when hasn't practiced as a punt returner. You know, he's been blocking punts, but he hasn't returned any punts. And all of a sudden, we need a touchdown. He goes, hey, look, I'm just going back there. We're playing Cincinnati. He returns one for a touchdown. But that was the kind of playmaker he was. He had such a knack of making those kind of plays, Scott. And he just would do it time and time again. And you know,
I can still see him swiping it out of Brunell's hand because the offense wasn't doing anything. You needed something from special teams or defense that day. And Ed said, I got this, right?
He absolutely did, and he just won the game.
Yeah, single-handedly.
He was an amazing guy.
Rex, thanks for all the memories. You were a big part of this thing, and I know you'll be smiling when he gets that gold jacket because you got a little piece of that thing too.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Scott, and always good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you, Rex.
You're pretty much a Hall of Famer in your own
get
right.
Get out of here.
I appreciate all those times I was there with you and Tom Maddie and back in the day.
We had a lot of fun, Rex. Thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
All right, Scott. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.